Textron announces plans to separate industrial segment. Textron Incorporated has reported its first quarter 2026 results, with revenues growing 12% to $3.7 billion compared to the prior year. The company's adjusted earnings per share, EPS, increased to $1.25, up from $1.13 in the same period last year. The strong commercial order activity at Textron Aviation and Bell was a key driver of growth in the quarter. This is a positive sign for the company's ability to deliver on its plans and meet demand for its products. Textron CEO Lisa M. Atherton attributed the success to strong growth in aviation deliveries, continued scaling of the MV-75 Cheyenne at Bell, excellent execution at Systems, and good performance at Industrial, all contributing to a successful quarter. The company's cash flow was impacted by manufacturing activities, with net cash used by operating activities of the manufacturing group increasing to $107 million from $114 million in last year's first quarter. Despite this, Textron returned $168 million to shareholders through share repurchases, demonstrating its commitment to returning value to investors. In a separate announcement, Textron announced its intent to separate its industrial segment from the company's core aerospace and defense businesses. This move is intended to enhance the strategic and operational focus of each platform and drive long-term value for stakeholders. The separation will allow Textron to explore multiple paths to effect the planned separation, including a sale or tax-free separation into a standalone company. Textron Aviation saw significant growth in its revenues, with aircraft deliveries increasing by 22% to $1.5 billion. This was driven by higher volume and mix, largely reflecting higher Citation jet and commercial turboprop volumes. The company delivered 37 jets and 35 commercial turboprops in the quarter, demonstrating its ability to meet demand for its products.